The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh, there is a new trend in fraud that is on the horizon, I predict. So, where are all my crime doc ladies at? Gonna need y'all in a few minutes. Throw this up on you.
Throw it on them.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you this information about the fraud trend.
Today's National Princess Day. So,
oh, thank you.
Who's a bigger princess, TJ or Lindsay? I don't know. People
have to. Neck and neck.
You're both fabulous. You're both royalty. So it makes sense. You might have to just fight it out. So happy National Princess Day. Does your daughter, Lindsay, want to be? Is she a princess?
Elsa all day. Is wants to be Elsa, meet her. Touch her, love her, be her mom.
Yeah. Did you get down into the princess stuff when Lainey was small, TJ?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like the dress up and the wands and.
Sure. Whatever she wanted me to do. Yeah.
That's great.
And still to this day.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Still your little princess.
That's going to make me cry.
a lot of people went to watch the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight on Friday night on Netflix. They had some streaming issues, but 60 million people tuned in. They said the better fight was the fight that went right before that, and that was two women.
Yeah.
Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. Brutal fight. The woman's face was opened up. 50 million people watched it, making it the most viewed women's sporting event ever.
Yeah, I can't watch that.
No.
Hard to watch.
Yeah.
They said they put on a show, though, and those women must have been thrilled because women's boxing, not a lot of people tuning in to see that regularly.
Because it's gross.
50 million people watched it.
Because it's beyond barbaric.
You hate it.
Women don't need to be fighting like that.
Okay. Now trending sponsored by No More Last Days. Learn more at tjriggins.com/lastdays. Buy some of their merch, and it all goes to a great cause, dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters.
What? I know I'm going to get a lot of comments about that.
About the boxing
about
thing?
Women not needing to. Women need to know how to fight to protect themselves.
Yeah.
But just standing in a ring beating the crap out of each other, I expect more from women than that.
I agree with you.
Just, women are not supposed to be getting beat up just for no reason.
Yeah.
Even if it's another woman beating them up?
Even.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
Okay. That's good to have on record. I'm glad I know
I'm
that.
With you. I don't like the men fighting either.
Nobody fight.
Nobody fight.
Stop all the fighting, y'all.
I agree with you, though.
Give peace a chance.
Yeah. Beyonce is trending this morning because she's going to be performing at halftime during the Houston, Texas, and Baltimore Ravens game on Christmas Day, which streams on Netflix. So they're really trying to make it into a spectacle. Beyonce is a halftime performer during a Christmas Day game. So trying to make some money off live sporting events.
Now, will she perform or is she just going to come out and give a speech that lasts a few minutes and then walk off like the last time she was supposed to perform?
Oh, yeah.
At the rally?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kamala Harris rally.
It'll be interesting to see what happens there. But, that happens on Christmas Day. And then Gypsy Rose Blanchard, back in the news. She had her baby shower, and she announced the name of her daughter. It is Aurora Raina Urker. Mm. Aurora Raina Urker, because her fiance's name is Ken Urker, her boyfriend. And, Aurora Raina Urker. So she's moving on with her life, Gypsy Rose.
When are they getting married?
It doesn't say. But they held the baby shower in Louisiana, so I would say it's sometime in the future. Yeah. In the very near future, I'm sure of it. So one of my neighbors said something really sexist to me, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I'll tell you what she said next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So there's a woman in my neighborhood. I watch her dog every once in a while because she travels, and I don't mind it. My dog only likes smaller dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a smaller dog. He's not much of a – he's just a senior dog, a senior golden – whatever they call them. They don't call them senior dogs anymore.
Old dog.
Older dog.
Yeah.
Advanced age.
So he's fine, and I watch him. He's no problem at all. But when I bring him back over to her house, when she gets back, she goes, oh, thank you. I've just been having a day. I just had to cancel my Instacart shopper because it was a dude, she said. And I didn't make anything of it. And I was like, all right, well, have a great day. And she's like, yeah. And she continues. She's like, I always cancel it if it's a guy because I just know they're not going to get me the right stuff. I was like, all right, well, I'm a guy, and I mean, that is a sexist thing to say. I didn't care, obviously. I don't care. But I think what she's implying is like guys are just incapable of doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I just typed it into Twitter, like guy Instacart chapter. There's like a ton of that content. Women, and it's all from women saying, yeah, I would never trust a male Instacart shopper.
Right. But what they're doing, they don't realize, is that they are stereotyping that as women's work.
Yes.
Which is the worst thing that a feminist can be dealing with, is somebody thinking that something is women's work. But by saying that men can't do it, I have to have a woman do it, then what you're saying is that grocery shopping is women's work.
Oh, totally.
Yep.
And I don't believe in that.
Not at all.
It's backfiring on them, mm-hmm, is what you're saying. Like, they're, yeah, in turn, they're actually criticizing.
Because I put my grocery shopping skills up against any regular woman any day.
Yeah, you're good, you're competent in the kitchen. So it's a stereotype that guys can't cook, but to say it out loud is a whole other thing. Like, even if you had those thoughts, right, keep it to yourself.
But
yeah,
I do believe she's right that, in general, you just pick your average woman, average guy, the woman is going to be better at grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say that it's sexist.
You see? It is.
Yeah.
Right. So she says that, then every other woman would agree and go, you're right. They just don't know how to do it. They say it as if it's a slam on men.
Right.
It's certainly.
But I do think that the majority of women are better than the majority of men at, you know, day-to-day grocery shopping.
Yeah. I agree.
Because, I mean, ultimately, even though I'm good at it, it is women's work.
There we go.
No, you can't say that.
There we go.
There he is.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I know. But it is true. When I used to get Instacart, the men would always call. They couldn't find anything. And I'd be like, they'd call like 8 times. Like, just forget it. Let's just hang this up today.
I can't believe that. Like, it's still your job. I mean, if it's on a list, you know, it shouldn't be that complicated.
Or ask for help there. Don't, like, call me 8 times, because the whole reason I'm busy, like, the whole reason I'm getting you is...
Yeah, it's the service that you're providing, and you need to be kind of knowledgeable about what's in the grocery store if you're going to be a professional grocery shopper.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But she said it to me, like, so casually, like, I wasn't going to be offended. And I wasn't. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I think she's probably right, but she was just as cool as a cucumber. She's like, oh, it's another guy. I had to cancel it.
Like, oh. Have you ever seen an old person ask someone who's doing the shopping to be delivered a question about where something is? Like, thinking that they're just working the aisle out there because they're wearing the grocery store uniform and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of go,
sorry.
You're bothering them.
Sorry.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins.
Yes.
How old does Lindsay look to you? Because she's 40. And she's been getting the Botox since she was 24. So probably easy to say she's never had a wrinkle. She's never allowed one to pop up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She, you know, cut it off at the pass. Headed it off at the pass.
Yeah. It's a dangerous question. But I think if somebody told me she was 27, I wouldn't think twice.
Really?
I wouldn't think twice.
This is the best day of my life right now. Well, thank you. I'll take 20s any day.
Yeah. I'm sure he would.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't?
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm wondering if that's going to end up being a problem when it comes to fraud, crimes, and things like that. Because there's a woman in Bradenton, Florida, who's 44. Her name is Veronica Torres. And she was just arrested because they claim that she went to the government to claim an assistance check that they were handing out because of one of the hurricanes that just came through there. The check was for $8,000 for the Hurricane Disaster Assistance Program. And they asked her why she looked so much younger than her age. And she said, because of Botox.
Sure.
Because she was actually trying to pick up the money that was in her mother's name. And so,
what a dirtbag.
You know, so you say her mom, she's 44. Her mom could be, well, probably at least in her 60s.
Oh, mm-hmm. At least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And well, why do you look so young? Oh, I've been taking Botox treatments for a long time. Yeah. And they gave her, I think they gave her the money first.
Yeah.
And then they started looking into it and then went back and arrested her.
Yeah. It was approved, and they told her to come back. But that's just somebody that's working at the office that was like, wait a minute, something, you don't look like you're in your 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Right. And your voice surely doesn't sound like it.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what an idiot.
But they always say that you can look at someone's hands, even if their face looks super young and all that, look at their hands. But now they're doing hand treatments to make where your hands don't look aged.
Mm-hmm.
So now where do we go? The neck?
The décolleté, as they call it. Yes.
Mm.
The décolleté. Because now all the creams say they tighten the décolleté.
Yeah. Is there a procedure to get your neck tightened and all that that doesn't look like you've just gone through a wind tunnel?
I'm sure there is. I don't know about it yet.
Natural.
But I could look into it because I need to one day probably.
But you could tell, right? If somebody had enough plastic surgery that they were in their 70s and had no wrinkles or anything, you'd be able to tell. You can always tell with men when they're trying to look younger because they get like the most harsh looking hair dye that they have at the Rite Aid.
Right.
And just slam that in there. Bless his heart. Nick Saban's hair right now looks they just took a paintbrush and took it to his head.
Where's his stylist? Or somebody.
And why is he even doing that?
Help.
Yeah. Why is Nick Saban, the greatest football coach of all time, feeling the need to dye his hair?
You know why? Social media.
Oh.
Pressure.
We need to rescue him.
Let's go.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Uh-oh, the emoji gods have spoken again.
Uh-oh.
There are other emojis that have just been added to the list. Ones that are not cool to be using anymore. Not just not cool, can be downright insulting. You don't want to be insulting with your emoji use. God forbid. So when you text LOL, how often are you really laughing out loud? Which I think it should have always been LA instead of LOL. Would have made more sense. Yeah. Laughing aloud.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, laughing aloud.
A new study found you might want to dial back your use of abbreviations like that. They can make you seem like a big phony. Okay. Researchers tracked text exchanges of more than 5,000 people and found we're seen as less sincere when we use shorthand phrases like LOL and OMG. Mm-hmm. Says the researchers were surprised. They assumed most people were cool with those abbreviations because they seem friendlier and less normal. Bless you, Riggins. But it turns out they can make people feel like you don't really care.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
If you want someone to know you really did find something funny, you're better off using full words instead of LOL. Say something like, I'm cracking up. Is that so hard? I'm cracking up. Context is so important, too, and it matters if you already have a close relationship with the person. For example, using LOL with your best friend lands differently. Well, at least they said differently and not different.
Yep.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Lands differently than using it with someone you just started dating. 99% of people in the study said they use abbreviations in their texts sometimes, so it's something that pretty much everyone does now.
Oh, really? Thank you. Oh.
Did y'all know that? A lot of people do it now.
A lot of people use that.
Oh. All right, what do you say if something's funny, if somebody's trying to say something funny, Riggins?
LOL.
You do say LOL?
Yeah, it's pretty much standard issue. I mean,
yeah.
Unless I have like another thought to add to it, which I'm not going to. I'll just like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. I'll put a OMG LOL, put a laughing cry.
Yeah.
You know, I don't hesitate.
That's what I love about you, Riggins. You don't care. You don't care what people are saying.
I don't care.
Just ha ha the comment. And that's really a no-no because then people think, oh,
yeah.
Well, you didn't even bother.
I always type out ha ha.
That's me too. Yeah.
That's what I do.
I mean, I do
out, that. Ha ha.
Is that okay to do?
If I do it, it is. Well, I'm sure. you can always go by that.
Yeah.
For now, it's okay.
I don't ever get offended.
Lindsay used to be a ba-ha-ha-ha, like with a B.
Yeah.
Ba-ha-ha-ha. Ba-ha-ha-ha.
I think I typed it one time and then my autocorrect just did. So I'm like, okay, that's cool.
I'm in my ba-ha-ha era.
That was in my ba-ha days.
Yeah, my ba-ha.
I'm a ba-ha-ha girly.
That's actually the way I laugh.
Yeah.
Bah.
Just say something funny. Bah.
I'm a sheep.
Bah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So you're hearing a lot about Make America Healthy Again. Well, Australia has already started on that. Make Australia and the Aussie people healthy again. And wait until you see what they've started out with.
Whoo!
Some people like the idea of this. Some people say it just stinks.
There's a Betty White stamp coming next year, according to the U.S. Postal Service. They announced that on Friday. That said it will share her wit and warmth with viewers for 7 decades.
It's a food stamp, though.
It is a food stamp. A little different.
Betty White commemorative food stamp.
So this might be like the last public homage to Betty White, because we were going through a couple years there where Betty White could do no. Oh, everybody loves Betty White. I mean, she's great, but it was a lot.
It was extreme.
Yeah. It was extreme.
And you know why it became extreme? Because she was great. Her whole career, just absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
But it became a huge deal whenever she started talking nasty and doing nasty, vulgar monologues and things like that. When an old person, especially an old woman, starts talking all nasty and everything, then people think it's so much funnier.
Hot.
So that's why she got so big there for a while.
Oh, my God. Gets me going.
So that is coming soon. There's a great story out about Steve Urkel. Did you see this story?
Yeah.
His memoir is coming out. Jaleel White, the guy who played Urkel, says in his memoir that as the seasons went on, he had to wear loose fitting jeans because to hide his junk, because it was prominently on display, I guess.
Right. He couldn't wear the tight pants and suspenders anymore because he had gotten older and
you
know, he'd filled them out, you know, those pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird little anecdote to include in your memoir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of weird.
Right. But I mean, you know, so long as he's flex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, is he on the market? Yeah. I don't know.
He might. And then today is Mickey Mouse's birthday. He was created in the 1920s, 1928. So Mickey's getting old, much longer than the average mouse.
Yeah. And he's rolling over in his grave.
You think?
Yeah. Looking at what Disney has become.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't like this, TJ. Come and save us. So we are at the 3-year anniversary of an iconic moment in our country's history, and I'll tell you all about it next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So it is the 3-year anniversary of this specific event. You may not remember it. TJ making all the noise over there.
But I turned my microphone off so you couldn't hear it. And the music is playing, so.
Oh, you could hear
it. If you hadn't said anything.
You could hear it.
No, you could hear it.
So, 3-year anniversary of this event. Catalin Metro, she's 74 years old, went hiking in Phoenix, and she tripped and fell became disoriented. This is somebody's grandma, 74 years old, became disoriented and needed help off this trail, this wilderness trail. So she called the emergency line, 911, and they said, we're going to send out a helicopter, because we can't reach you by ambulance. She said, no, I don't want that. I'm just disoriented, and I think I've broken my nose. I don't want to go up in a helicopter. That would scare me. And they said, well, we have to do it. And then when the helivac arrived and picked her up, to fly her out of there,
yeah,
she started spinning.
The worst.
She was spun over 200 times.
Is this?
And the video went viral of the rescue. Because
is that normal, or something's happened?
We've seen it before. We've seen that happen before.
Okay. Something was wrong. They didn't intend for that to happen. She was spun 200 times. She ended up suing for $2 million. They settled for $450,000 about 3 years ago. But she said emotional pain and suffering, plus the being spun 200 times.
Plus vomit that's everywhere. I mean, could you imagine?
I would have tried my best just to roll out of it and die.
Yeah.
I could not stand being suspended on a string and then spinning.
It's hard to believe, especially when you know she's 74 and just whipping as fast as the eye can.
Oh,
you know.
My God, I would throw up so much. It's just crazy.
The video's crazy.
Can you I'm just mortified by that. I mean, that's so disturbing.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Especially when you're the grandkid and you're like, that's grandma. And she's just spinning. You just want to help her.
Oh, Nanny.
Granny, no. Oh, no, she's going so fast. So
it's kind of funny,
it's bad.
But...
Rob's got no heart.
Bless him.
It makes me laugh now just as much as it did when we first saw this video.
Yeah, but you know, $450,000.
She's fine.
She'll be all right.
She's all right.
She'll be all right.
It would take a lot more than that for me, especially if I told them, don't take me up in a...
Please.
I don't care how good the vacuum cleaner is. Even if it is a hell of a vac. I don't want to be in a hell of a vac.
Right.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. You know, I always say that when millennials are using some sort of technology that doesn't really aid in the ease of whatever it is they're doing, or y'all will use it just because it's there is what I say. It drives a millennial nuts to know that there's some technology that they're not using, even if it's not beneficial to them. I hope this isn't one of them, because the Australian government has released an app. And you know what that app is called? Check Your Fart. And it's all a way to track the frequency, duration, loudness, stench, and how long the smell lingered of your flatulence.
Okay.
It says that it's going to help researchers, help scientists better understand the frequency and characteristics of one of the leading gut health symptoms. So there's even an option located outside of Australia. So you would log your flatulence as they happen. Compiles it all into a bar graph that shows how many times you've flatulated each day and how severe it was.
In a bar graph? That's just so disturbing. If I met somebody and their bar graph was just like way up, all the bars were like a mile long.
But you know how people are with their Apple Watches, and they'll go, ooh, closed another ring. You'll hear go ding, closed another ring.
Yeah.
Woo.
Do we want to know every time the fart app starts making noise? I don't think so.
And you got to hold your phone up to your butt to get all that information?
I don't know how that part of it works. I guess.
I think you just log in the information.
You would think you would do that? It wouldn't just track it on its own?
I don't know.
It'd be hard to track the smell of it, I guess, the stench.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
What if you were on a date and the guy was like, hang on, let me track my fart real quick.
That's what I'm saying. Because if you're committing to this and you're doing it as a government study, then there's no off time. And if it happens, it happens.
My God, that's yeah. so crazy.
Somebody's got to pull a graveyard shift too, watch yeah. you and monitor it in your sleep, right?
Kidding.
I don't want that gig.
No. Wow. I'll have a graveyard shift tonight.
So stupid.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Lindsay, you put up all your Christmas decorations yesterday?
I did. It was my only weekend without the kids to just get it done.
Yeah.
So
for Thanksgiving, you're going to have Christmas decorations
yeah.
around.
But we do, I know you're going to hate this. We have to do something called Thanksmas because I know you're going to hate it. Uh-huh. My brother from D.C., his family can't come for Christmas
yeah.
every year. So every other year we do. So the kids get really confused. Like, is it mm-hmm. Thanksgiving? Is it, you know, but mine are too young to know. But
I like Thanksmas. It makes more sense. Yeah. Maybe. Well, I know it makes more sense than Friendsgiving as a title.
Yeah.
Because Thanksmas, you're giving thanks and it's Christmas and you combine the two. Mm-hmm. But Friendsgiving makes no sense because mm-hmm. you're not giving friends. You're still giving thanks.
True.
So you take the part out that is what it's supposed to be, which is the thanks part. But then again, are you taking the part that's supposed to be of Christmas when you take out the Christ part?
That's true. That's
a good point.
Yeah. Maybe Christ-giving?
Yeah, maybe. Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Christ.
Thanks, Christ.
Thanks, Christ.
Hey, yeah. you know what?
That thanks, actually makes that's cool. Yeah.
Either way, I get it, though. Yeah. You got family that lives far away, and yeah. you're going to do opening of gifts with them and mm-hmm. all that.
It gets complicated.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to celebrate anything for longer than what it mm-hmm. normally is, let it be the birth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Let's have a full month of celebrating that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
But a lot of people don't realize that Thanksgiving is meant to be a Christian holiday as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't realize the true story of Thanksgiving because that's what it was. It was everybody getting together to thank God
mm-hmm.
for the bounty and the you know, the know-how to be able to work together and do all of these things.
Yeah.
I love that.
Not to play Rock Band till 3 a.m.
Right.
right.
Rob?
Oh, hey. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a purpose to it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, Thanksmas. That's
Thanksmas.
Good. Yeah, I'm into that. Yeah. I kind of dig that.
Yeah. It does get a little confusing, though, when the kids get a little older because they're mm-hmm. like, did Santa come? I'm confused. Yeah. Like,
does
well, it's just Santa not. You just know it's not a Santa gift. It's
right.
just, you know, a gift from but the it, family, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just all kind of.
See, that's the way we would have done with our kids because yeah. our kids aren't stupid. So it was easy to explain it to them. I don't know how about your kids are, but yeah. the kids
dummies.
In your family. A bunch of dodo heads.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.